This is Gary Butterfield.
This is Cole Ross.
And this is Monster in My Podcast.
And this is Ran to Goth.
There's a monster in my podcast.
Ran to Goth, run to Goth, running to Goth.
Yeah. Hope you're ready for some proboscises.
Yeah, this is Proboscis City, where the tendrils are long and the slime is gritty.
Oh, not gritty slime.
Yeah, yep. You've been slimed by gritty. I bet you if gritty hugs you, you get slime.
Yeah, anyway. Gritty's got a moistness to him, I think.
Yeah, the very sweat. This is another in the long series of Lovecraft being scared by like Alaska and penguins and shit like that. Like this is like, ooh, Alaska. Celepheus.
Yeah.
Which was like took place in modern day Alaska with native Alaskans.
Definitely the fact that Alaska had natives gave him a little bit of reason to be afraid of it, I suppose. I am not conceding to his terms, please. I was about to say, I can understand why he would be afraid of Antarctica because, you know, it was a big unknown.
It's unknown.
Yeah. No. And oldest fear, et cetera, et cetera. And I thought, is that actually true of Alaska? And then I thought, oh yeah, there are native people for him to get all superstitious about.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. And maybe they worship a big statue proboscis thing.
Maybe.
So this was this is from the Horror at the Museum, which is a collaboration. This is this big proboscis-y, you know, distended lateral system analogous to gills kind of critter who gets mistaken for a statue often. And you have to read certain things from the Nicotic manuscripts, or other myth and a few other mythos tomes,
you know,
to bring him back to life.
Yes. And this is like a load bearing statue.
Yeah.
Because like if Rantagoth is destroyed, none of the other great old ones can wake up and return, which is, I don't know, an awful lot of responsibility to put on this guy.
Yeah. That Rantagoth
doesn't seem equipped for that.
He's the terror of the hominids.
Yeah.
Like that's a very minor thing to be the load bearing god.
Right.
You know, he also sucks people off like Capri Suns. Like he drains them like a drained Capri Sun.
Yeah.
They lay flat and deflated with thousands of little puncture wounds in them after he's sucked on all their, it says blood and then also other bodily fluids. So he goes to town on all of it.
Yeah. Ran to Goth and nasty.
He's super nasty, dude. Ran to Goth is way into the like red showers, yellow shallow showers, white showers.
I don't know about the yellow shallows, man. It's called the kiddie pool. Brought to you by our backers at patreon.com/duckfeedtv.